Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now joining us, follow him at Matt Schneidman, first year on the Packers beat. He joins us now discussing the profile with Za'Darius Smith. Matt, really appreciate the time and some entrance music of Barracuda. That works out for you, right?
And I'm a diehard Yankee fan, so I appreciated the John Sterling bit there.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, we'll send a text message for Mark Teixeira during that interview with John Sterling. Matt, being able to come in your first year on the Packer beat with a real fresh sense of normalcy to this Green Bay Packers organization, a breath of fresh air that Packer fans have been looking for and really clamoring for quite some time. And your sit down with Za'Darius Smith opened the eyes really of what the new Packers captain went through in his journey to becoming the defensive captain for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I sat down with him for a little over 20 minutes last week and talked to a bunch of people from, you know, his high school coach to his mom to a bunch of coaches and mentors he's had. And it's really interesting because I went into it to give you a little bit of, you know, my process reporting that story. I watched the Last Chance U series on Netflix, and I know he went to Mississippi Community College. Obviously, before the show was there, he was there 2011, 2012. So I went in wanting to do a story about, you know, how he started out there and got to this point, obviously, which is remarkable in itself. But the last question I asked him was about, you know, how his mom has influenced him becoming a leader. And his mom was a single mom, raised him and his brother, who's 10 years older than him, by herself. And everyone knows, if you follow him on social media, she's really important to him. He bought her a house after he got a new contract. She worked as a deputy administrator at an Alabama jailhouse for 22 years. And both of them told me this story about how when he was 13, he was kind of this mischievous kid hanging around older kids who were getting locked up. And one day she took him down to her work. And the only reason she was able to do this is because she worked there. She put handcuffs on him since she had the keys, locked him in a jail cell since she had the keys with his friends. And that kind of opened his eyes to, I need to change who I am as a person. I need to be a leader, someone that others need to look up to at 13. And I really think that relates to now because he's the captain of the Green Bay Packers. And I think it's unique just because it's him, Aaron Rodgers, Mason Crosby. Two of those guys have a combined almost 30 years with the franchise, and he's in his first year here. So a pretty remarkable journey he's been on.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that stands out in that piece that you did. And part of it really relates to the whole college football aspect of it and really how close he was to quitting football in general.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talked to Brittany Wagner, who was the academic advisor at EMC.
Whose office he cried in, right?
Yes, gained a lot of popularity on that Netflix show, so I reached out to her, and she told me about how there was one day during his freshman year at EMCC where he walked into the office, and she said she could remember him wanting to quit, and I asked him about it, and he said, yeah, absolutely. I didn't know if I could do it, not only with the tough coaching that he was getting, because he had never been coached that hard before. Basketball coaching didn't really challenge him as much, he said. So the coaching style of Buddy Stevens, the coach at EMCC, in addition to the fact that he had failed two straight algebra tests, that's what he told me, and he just didn't know if he could do it. So I asked his mom about that, and he had called his mom that night before he walked into her office and said, Mom, I don't know if I can do it. And if he failed one more algebra test, then he would have moved back home to Alabama and worked, you know, distributing shrubbery and plants around their town to make it look nicer. But he passed the test, and the rest is history, I guess. He said he toughed it out in that moment in Brittany Wagner's office of her pleading him to give it one more chance, really stuck with him. And I think he's glad, and the Packers are glad, and Packers fans are glad he did.
So he gets to Kentucky, right? And then how does that work out for him there?
Yeah, so he was actually set on going to Texas A&M. He really broke onto the scene his second year at junior college, was named a second-team junior college All-American And he had interest from, you know, Auburn, Texas A&M, like top-tier programs that were ranked to finish the, what was it, 2012 season. And his mom told me that Auburn and Gene Physic really wanted him, but they wanted him to take a redshirt year, kind of bulk up, play more of an interior D-line position. And they said, no, he's on a roll now. We're striking the iron while it's hot. He needs to play now. And Za'Darius told me that he was set on going to Texas A&M. And Texas A&M at that time, those were prime Johnny Manziel years. They had Johnny Manziel and Mike Evans the year before, finished as the number five team in the country. But Jimmy Brumbaugh, who was East Mississippi's defensive line coach, Za'Darius' second year there, took the job as Kentucky's D-line coach right before JUCO signing day. So he gave Za'Darius a call saying, what do I need to do to get you to come to Kentucky? Kentucky had gone 2-10 the year prior. Za'Darius was going to play a decent role for a team that had finished number five in the country. And so Mark Stoops was entering his first year at Kentucky. Jimmy Brumbaugh, the new D-line coach, who Za'Darius knew very well and credited for his rapid rise at EMCC, flew down to Alabama, visited his mom and Za'Darius at the jail because Za'Darius didn't have any campus visits left, so they wanted him so badly they came to him. And that connection with Jimmy Brumbaugh and Mark Stoops and that effort they showed to come to him really paid off. And it just goes to show that aspect of loyalty. And also, he had a chance to become a leader and be the guy there. And that really, he really was sold on that. So that's why he went to Kentucky.
It's your chance to win $1,000 here on The Fan. All you need is this keyword, quick, Q-U-I-C-K. Text quick to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Make sure to listen throughout the 4 o'clock hour for your next chance to win. Matt Schneidman joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. You follow him at Matt Schneidman, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-M-A-N, on Twitter. And you can find the link there to his article about Za'Darius Smith, the Packers defensive captain. Matt, at this point into the process of becoming the member of the Green Bay Packers, and right now really the leader of that defense in that locker room, it can be palpable when you see somebody come in and take the leadership role and then really just run with it and allow everybody else to kind of be themselves. And that's the one thing, the trigger phrase that we've heard of, allowing everybody to be themselves in that locker room. But Za'Darius also, in your piece, I heard and read that he's truly helping first year rookie Rashawn Gary, similar to the way that Terrell Suggs helped kind of mentor him out in Baltimore.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talked to Suggs for this story. Our Cardinals beat writer talked to him for a little bit, and Za'Darius learned so much from Suggs. And one thing that Za'Darius told me he learned more than anything that stuck with him was to get the most out of the guys you're captaining, for lack of a better phrase, you need to get to know them off the field. You need to find them and teach them and get to know them outside of football. And so that's why Za'Darius has taken the entire defense to dinner and paid $5,000 for their whole dinner. That's why when he was at the Lion King before the season started, watching it with his partner, Rashawn Gary called him in the middle of the movie and said, "Hey, man, I'm watching your film. Can we meet up to dissect this film?" And after the movie finished, because nothing interrupts The Lion King, he gave Rashawn Gary a call back, and they dissected Za'Darius' film. And the part I included in the story was when Zadarius's mom was here for that week two win against the Vikings, a woman approached her and said, "Thank you so much for what your son has done for mine." And it was Rashawn Gary's mom. So I obviously haven't been here in years past, so I can't compare the feel in the locker room, but all you need to do is listen to what Aaron Rodgers said after the game on Sunday. He said, "We have better leadership in this locker room." I don't know if that's a shot at Clay Matthews or whoever else, but, you know, it's really palpable in this locker room. Obviously, winning helps, but the personalities of Za'Darius and Preston, among others, have really changed the culture around this team, I believe.
The other thing in that piece, and I don't want it to get lost, because we talk about everything on the football field, but he's also been known to help out in the community as well and be a part of different affairs in the past too.
Yeah, absolutely. He's done a lot of stuff in the past, and the thing I included in there was I saw that he had majored in leadership and community development at Kentucky, and I wanted to see if he had learned anything from that, because a lot of times football players take these majors, but, you know, it's just a credit fulfillment, and they're really just really good football players. And I had asked him, you know, did that have any effect on you, or was it just kind of like a thing to fulfill requirements? And he said, no, there was this guy named David Cozart, who he worked with at the Lexington Leadership Foundation, and it was through a program called the Fatherhood Initiative, where this David Cozart was a mentor through the program to a lot of young kids in the community with incarcerated fathers. And Zedarius kind of shadowed him and really became ingrained in that program as part of his internship, as part of his major. And he said that really made a difference, and that was the first time he really loved being a leader and seeing how he could be a father figure to these kids. And I talked to David Cozart, and he said these kids were just drawn to Zedarius and how he carried himself as a leader. So I included that just because it kind of shows the progression of how he's gone from unconfident, you know, guy who knew nothing about football when he started playing in junior college to this guy who's kind of experimenting with it at Kentucky to someone who is transforming the culture of one of the most storied sports franchises ever, which I think is a pretty cool story.
You know, this may catch you off guard a little bit, but as a player, what is his ceiling? Is he Julius Peppers? Is he Clay Matthews? Where does he fit? Where do you think he fits at?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think he can be better than Clay Matthews. I don't know about Julius Peppers, but it's interesting you say Peppers because Aaron Rodgers, a while ago, I remember Rodgers saying something like, when Zedarius walks into the locker room, he just has that look about him. Mm-hmm. He has that feel about him where you instantly respect him, almost like Julius Peppers. So mm-hmm. Aaron, that wasn't an on-field comparison, but Aaron Rodgers just compared his presence, his leadership to Julius Peppers, which that goes further than anything I can say, really. And, you know, what we've seen from Zedarius these first couple weeks, I mean, he had a pretty good season in Baltimore last year, but he's on pace for 16 sacks this year. I don't know if he'll keep that up, but it helps that Preston's on the other side. I think that the sky's the limit for him. Maybe not as good as Julius Peppers, but then again, what do I know?
Yeah, you never know.
Matt, really appreciate the time, man, and glad you're here up on the beat in Green Bay, and we really are enjoying following along at Matt Schneidman and reading all your stuff. Really appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Matt. Mm-hmm.
It's Matt Schneidman joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Go follow him today, once again, at Matt Schneidman on Twitter, and follow along to all his great coverage of the Green Bay Packers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.